Good morning, Ben.
Bonjour, Steve. The three matches of the National Handball Championships in the men and women's categories will be played tomorrow and on Sunday in Betwa, Yaoundé and in Buea. Soleil Levant of Betwa will play host to Veto Handball Men of Buea. That match will be played at Complex Sportif Tigaza tomorrow. The other day three game to take place tomorrow will pit the University of Buea Handball Men against Renaissance of Douala in Buea. On Sunday, at the main court of the Mateco Sports Complex in Yaoundé, leaders in the men's category, fans will offer hospitality to Spartiates of Yaoundé at 9 a.m. And at 11 a.m., FAP of Yaoundé will play host to Tigres of Bachenga. And at 12 noon, Friendship Handball Men of Yaoundé will confront FAP. Two other matches in the women's category will be played at the annex of the Concord Sports Complex in Yaoundé. Tekase Handball Club versus the University of Yaoundé 1 Handball Club at 9 a.m. and fans against Divas of Bafoussam at 10 a.m. After conceding two consecutive defeats in their last two games, the girls of the University of Buea remain confident. Here is their team captain.
My name is Kematabong Anastasia, the team captain of the University of Buea Handball Club. We're hoping that we'll do better. My expectation is to be among the first four teams of the competition, the top four. That is my objective. I believe we have all the necessary resources. We have a good team, a good manager. We have a medical team, and we have a good coach too. His name is Simon Bouchard.
Players and coaches of the men's national basketball team of Cameroon are rounding off their preparations ahead of an Olympic qualifying tournament to run from July 2 to the 7th in Latvia. The Basketball Lions of Cameroon will begin battling for the lone remaining ticket to next month's Paris Olympics on the 3rd of July against Montenegro. Harrison Ashu presents the format of that tournament.
In less than a week, the Basketball Lions will begin the task of securing their first ever ticket to the Olympic Games. Coach Alfred Boyer and his players, who have been camping in Riga, the capital city of Latvia, will play their first group match in the Olympic qualifying tournament on the 3rd of July against Montenegro. The next day, they will take on Brazil in their second group outing. Should they win just one of the group games, they will go through to a cross semi-final with any of the Group A teams. That includes Georgia, the Philippines, and the host country, Latvia. Just the winner of the Group 2 qualifying tournament will grab the ticket for the 2024 Olympic Games that will run from the 26th of July to the 11th of August in Paris, France.
And on to this obituary, former midfielder of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon, Landry Ngemo, has died at the age of 38. He was involved in a car crash that claimed the life of his driver. Tributes to the fallen retired footballer have been pouring in with notable expressions of sorrow coming from Saint Etienne Football Club and Girondin de Bordeaux, where he played during his career. Landry Ngemo began his professional career with AS Nancy Lorient and later moved to Saint Etienne and Bordeaux in France before moving to the Turkish and Norwegian championships before he retired in 2020. Landry Ngemo left from Chang yesterday and was traveling to Yaoundé, from where he was expected to take off for France. His father recounts their last moment.
Il devait rentrer en France ce soir à 20h45. 4 heures lorsque le portail s'est ouvert, j'ai tiré le rideau pour savoir pourquoi il s'est passé. Effectivement, c'est lui qui sortait. Parce que c'est entendu que comme il avait une petite commission à faire ce matin, il a oublié. Pour qu'il le fasse, pour qu'il la fasse à temps, qu'il arrive à Yaoundé à 9h10. Et pour qu'il arrive à Yaoundé à 9h10, il faut qu'il parte des gens, au moins à 5h. C'est ce qu'il a fait. Et il lui a dit, papa, je vais faire ce que tu m'avais demandé, tu me demandes ce que tu peux faire. Voyager avec un chauffeur. Je vais, quand je quitte la maison, je prends mon chauffeur. C'est ce qui s'est passé. Mais depuis ce matin, c'est comme
In that excerpt, the father of Landringemo, recounting their last moment, told reporters that he left from their family residence at 4 a.m. in the morning and was traveling to Yaoundé, from where he was supposed to take off for France. He later received a call from the mortuary at Obala announcing the death of his son. To note that Landringemo played 41 matches for the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon and scored 3 goals with the team. May his soul rest in perfect peace. And earlier yesterday, another Cameroonian footballer, Che Samson, passed on in Buya following an illness. Che Samson had a few games with the Indomitable Lions and played for Prisons of Buya, Union of Douala, Mount Cameroon FM, Fufu of Baham, and was captain of Kumbu Strikers when they won the Cameroon Cup Trophy in 2010. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed rest in perfect peace. That puts a cap on this edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News on the CRTV. My name is Ben Collins Nyoiberuo. Thanking you for listening. Back to you, Steve.